Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's all right if you love me. It's all right if you don't.
It's Tom Petty.
I'm not afraid of you running away, honey.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. And everything is free there except the book. We do like it when you buy the book. But if you don't want to buy it, if you want to spend a little more time, almost probably 75% of the book is in on the main website in the form of articles and different things that I've written about what's in the book. So if you want to save $20 or $15, whatever the price is, depending on where you go, you don't have to pay $25. That's the full price. You can get it for cheaper, less than that. I hope you will get it. I hope you will get the book because it will help you. Still selling. 3 years now, still selling over 80,000 copies. So thank you for all of you who have bought it, and I know it's helping you. Okay, folks, it's still just you and me. I want to talk to you about implications. You know what an implication is? An implication is an apparent trend or event, something that's happening in front of you that looks like it doesn't look like anything maybe you've seen before. And it hasn't crystallized into a thing yet, but it could be like an offshoot of something else. It could be like a variation on a theme or a tangent or some new vector or something. An implication is an apparent event or thing that seems to be materializing in front of you. And here's what an implication is made up of. This is Blasingame's definition, my Blasingame's implication equation, I call this. It's trend plus innovation plus time equals implication. Trend plus innovation plus time equals implication. So a trend would be like how millennials are behaving. A technology would be like the smartphone, and the time would be over a period of 6 months or 6 years, depending on what you're talking about. If it's home ownership, that took us several years for us to see the implication, the result of the implications that millennials were going to take longer to buy homes than previous generations. But one of the trends that you would have seen was they had a lot of student debt and other things. So you put all those little touch points together, and when you look at trends and innovation and time, you put all those together. When you look around you and you start putting things together, then you wind up with an implication. And the implication is what you start watching. And you start watching that, whoa, what's happening to the housing market? Or what's happening to car automobile sales? Or what's happening to broadcast television, for example? What's happening to cable? Right? And so these are all things. An implication is a potential. What you have to remember about an implication is really the manifestation in the marketplace of Newton's third law. For every action is an equal and opposite reaction. So when an implication kind of starts landing and making itself made manifest, it's like a pendulum. It swings. A pendulum doesn't swing from the middle to the left or from the middle to the right. It swings both ways. If you pull it to the left and you turn it loose, it'll go to the same distance to the right. And on one side or the other, there's a happy person, and then the other side, there's an unhappy person. So implications typically create happy people and unhappy people. Because an implication is probably something new that's happening. Some people are going to like that. But then somebody is going to be, they're going to be disrupted. And those are going to be the unhappy people. So the reason I'm talking to you about implications is so that you'll be more likely to be a happy person when the implication is made manifest than an unhappy person. So you're more likely to be part of the disrupting side of the pendulum than instead of being the disrupted side of the pendulum. Remember, Newton's law. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So you and I, or the world pulls the pendulum over to the left and turns it loose. A whole bunch of people are happy about that, but it goes right on through the bottom and goes right over to the same distance to the right, and it disrupts an equal number of people on the other side. Those are unhappy people. You have the option right now. If you start thinking in terms of implications, you have the opportunity right now to forecast, to become a little bit of a futurist, to do forecasting of what you see out there happening and help yourself to become more likely to be one of the happy people, to be part of the disrupting half of the pendulum instead of being a part of the disrupted part of the pendulum where the unhappy people are. I like being happy. How about you? 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Again. How long has it been?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.